traditionally, of course, the sutra is regarded as the word of the Buddha, that the Buddha Shakyamuni actually gave this teaching. The scholars would, of course, dispute that. But that's the tradition. Traditional Eastern Buddhists would definitely see things in that way, that the Buddha taught this sutra. Western scholars have a different view. And this can be a bit confusing for a modern Western Buddhist, because we feel, you know, a devotion to the tradition. At the same time, we have our own historical perspective. It's one of those kind of in-between things that we have to negotiate as modern Buddhists. Sangharakshita says somewhere that whatever it may be, whoever produced this sutra was a great spiritual genius. He was enlightened, or very near to enlightened. That's his take on the perfection of wisdom literature generally, and it's perhaps especially the Diamond Sutra. In any case, perfection of wisdom literature isn't in fact so very different from teachings found in the Pali Canon. This is very important. It might seem when you go through the Diamond Sutra that it seems very different from, say, the Dhammapada or things you find in the Majjhima Nikaya or something like that. In fact, there's a lot more common ground than is usually thought. The earliest perfection of wisdom teachings found in the Ratnaguna Sanchargata, the verses on the accumulation of precious qualities, definitely echo and restate, and even have word for word, some of the oldest, most archaic material in the Pali Canon, as found in the Satinipata, for example. You know, particularly this treatment, this sort of radical treatment of not dwelling anywhere, not being attached to anything. That theme is very, very strong in the early scriptures, not just simply from a moral, literal, material point of view, but it has definite metaphysical resonance. And in the perfection of wisdom teachings, this is really taken up, really run with. So you could say that the Diamond Sutra, what it's really doing is kind of providing a corrective to the development, in particular, of kind of Buddhist scholasticism and, you know, Buddhist religiosity, if you like, and going back to the root of the Dharma, something very, very fresh and very simple, but having to deal with, you know, the Buddhism that had gone before. Sometimes people like to make too hard distinctions between Buddhist schools when they aren't actually there. The Vajracchedika is expressing and it's pointing to the Dharma in its own unique way. And I'm going to take it that it's the Buddha teaching the sutra. That's how the work begins. So let me just read you the opening of the sutra.